You're listening to RNIB Connects Radio. We're in Birmingham for the 2023 IBSA World Games, where the 10-pin bowling competition is well underway. I'm joined now by Natalie Shaw from Team GB. Natalie, what's the experience like taking part and representing Team GB?
It's amazing. You couldn't ask for anything better than to represent your own country in your own country. Unfortunately, my bowling's not gone too well, but that's how it goes sometimes.
And tell us a little bit about the sport. Is bowling made more accessible for blind and partially sighted people in some ways?
Yeah, there's absolutely nothing that you can't do as a blind 10-pin bowler. I use a guide rail because I'm a B1, which means basically I can't see anything. So I use a guide rail at the side, which actually we've already put down, so you can't see that. But that helps me sort of find where I am on the lane. And it's supposed to help me find where I am and how to throw the ball, but didn't work today.
What's a good first step for someone who's blind or partially sighted who might be interested in taking part in something like bowling?
Contact somebody in BBS 10-pin, basically, and or get in touch with their local, I'd say local council, really, because they'll know of any local groups that are going that can help. Like, we're registered with our local council so that people know and can get in touch with us in our area. But also, no matter what area they're in, if there's only one of them, they can join a team in another area in the country and things like that.
And more widely, what is the state of 10-pin bowling in the UK and in the blind game? Is it a popular sport? Is it something that is growing?
Yeah, there was a bit of a lull for a while, but it seems to be getting better. There's lots more people joining now. We've got a lot of teams in the next league that we're just about to start. We're starting a new league in September, and we've got a lot of teams. As far as I know, there's about 45 teams.
And how long have you been playing yourself, and whereabouts do you play your local sport?
How long? 20 years, and I live in the Blackpool area. I bowl in Thornton, which is Thornton Cleveleys, which is about 5 miles outside Blackpool, and I also bowl in Blackpool. So, but we have people on our team that are from Oxford, from Warwick, and from Newcastle. So wherever you are in the country, it doesn't matter. You can join a team.
20 years is a long time to be involved in a sport. What makes you keep coming back and keep...
Because I love it. I've found it's a sport I can do. Yeah, okay, not very well sometimes. But I do it and I love it. And as long as I can still do it, I will. I think COVID stops a lot of people doing a lot of things. It stopped me bowling for a while. Because I had a few issues after having COVID, but I'm back and hopefully it's going to start to get better.
Fantastic. Well, Natalie Shaw from Team GB 10-pin Bowling, thanks very much for your time and speaking to us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.